Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Hi.
Back in the days, you know, when reggae first came about, y'all don't know nothing about that, do you? Y'all know reggae originated from back in the 40s, actually, because it was a Caribbean music. It became famous in the 60s. Had a little R&B style, a little mento style, which fused together, you know, and had an upbeat style of music, which they was calling scat. Okay? And
what?
To me, reggae is a... You don't know everything. You don't know everything, Nesta.
Okay. What do you know?
To me, you know, reggae is a form of gospel music to me because of the popularity and with the form of singers and stuff, how they would bring all of the history and the spirituality to the song, like Jimmy Cliff, Bob Marley, all of the big timers, you know. The lyrics were so powerful. They had a lot of meaning to the life of Jamaican and for the Jamaican, the black man, and the African American man. It brought the true history to the forefront, and it told a story. So, you know, Bob Marley was one of my favorites, and which, you know, I even began singing reggae. I was singing reggae about 7-8 years. Y'all don't know nothing about that, did you?
Mm-hmm. See, Globe, I got a lot of reggae. I got a lot of Jamaican in me.
All right. I got a lot of Cherokee in me, too.
I got a lot of Jamaican in me. Cause see, I got jerk chicken in me. I got curry goat in me. I got oxtail in me. I got plantains in me. I got a whole lot of it in me. A whole lot.
Yeah, you shocked.
I got a lot of
reggae in him. That's what he got.
Yeah, you know, I got a lot of rice and beans in me. I have a lot of that stuff.
I understand. I know quite a few people could say the same thing. I got a lot of reggae in me. I'm ragged and gay and full.
Yeah. You know, a lot of that Jamaican stuff. I got a whole lot of that. You know, a whole lot of it. You know, I got a lot of that deficiency and everything. I'm telling you, I got a lot of that.
Anyway, I can tell y'all a little bit about reggae music. You know, it really wants, back in the 60s, it kind of won a worldwide respect for being highly melodic and spiritual and politically militant, too, you know, because those songs would tap into some stuff that you didn't really want to hear about, but it was in the song, and as long as the beat was flowing, boom. Oh, that beat. You, half the time, you didn't even know what they were saying. You just was going to the beat, which
no,
really
I know
moved
they're
me,
saying.
So.
Yeah. No,
see, you don't have nothing to say about that. See.
No, I don't know what
I like
saying
all
that.
Kind of music. All kind of music. Country, western, all of that. Especially reggae. So, this is a genre that won my heart. And I met a lot of different people, a variety of people in different cultures and Caribbean cultures. And I even joined a band in 83, and I started doing reggae. And our guest today actually was my drummer back then. And he has come a long way. He's now a bassist and also a drummer, and he plays for some of the biggest names in the reggae industry. And he's still out there doing his thing. So we're going to have him come on lately, but first we're going to go to a song that was by Joseph Wheeler, who was on our show a few weeks back. And he had a song called Love's Calling, and we're going to holler at Joseph Wheeler.
This generation.
God's
It makes me wanna weep every time I think about the child whose life was taken so senselessly. Who will hear their cry, or will we let them die and say nothing is wrong with this society?
You didn't know about that, did you? See, we got a guest that's going to be coming on in a few minutes, and they're going to bring to the forefront just what it's all about, And his name is Bradley Brown, and I want to tell you all a little bit about Bradley Brown. He's also known AKA as Heavy B, all the way from the Miami area, but originally born in Nassau, Bahamas. Bradley began his musical career at the tender age of 8. It wasn't 3, like we always, you know, And while he had the opportunity to start playing gospel music in 1973 with the musical group Children of the Heavenly King. Years later, in 1976, he began playing with a jazz band out of high school. And 1980, Bradley Brown moved to Miami, where he joined a rock band by the name of Northwestern. And in 81, Bradley accepted an offer to play with Wild Man Steve and Company. I used to work with Wild Man myself. And then after Wild Man in 83, his R&B musical career started when he joined Hill Street Band, in which he played for 2 years. And during those few years, Bradley enhanced his musical background by playing with Stars of Harmony. And 1984, Bradley played with Too Tight Band, which was including me, Globie Moore. And in 1986, they became a house band for Waterway Cafe for a 4-year period. And in 1990, Bradley joined a reggae band by the name of Dreadful Rhythm. After 2 years, he decided to join another band. He'd been all over. Reggae for public interest. Bradley also had the opportunity to tour with Mikey Spice, Kinga Stewart, Sanchez, School Driver, Kashif Lindo, and John Hope. Bradley was also blessed to play for the artists such as the late Dennis Brown, Kamani Marley, Culture, Johnny Dredd, and Gregory Isaac. Bradley recorded with Morgan Heritage, Sisla, and Gentlemen. Presently, Bradley Brown is playing with the following bands: Bradley Brown and Friends at the New York Bar and Grill in Florida, and Calder Racetrack and Casino, Safari at Surf Cafe, Rhythm Nation and Waterway Cafe in Boston, On the Beach in Boynton, Ellis Island at Old Key Lime House, Marija and Reggae All-Stars. Check out Bradley's first solo CD. You all will be able to do that, A Good Man, on iTunes. He also working on his second CD, in which he will tell you about. But he is a fad drummer, vocalist, and bassist. So y'all don't know nothing about none of that, though, but you're nobody now. What you didn't know, now you know. So I want to just bring on right now none other than our own reggae star, Bradley Brown, also known as Heavy B. What's up, Heavy B?
What's up, man?
You're in the house.
Your show, you sound so good. You sound so good.
Wow.
Glad
to have you. Huh?
Are you songing good over there?
I know, that's right. Well, I know you're performing right now, aren't you? getting ready to
I don't got much time, but I just want to call you and tell you how I love your show. I went online and check it out. You're doing a beautiful job. You belong on the radio, girl.
Thank you.
All right. You hear my co-host, Minister D, talking about thank you. Like Elvis Presley. We got a few questions we would like to ask you before you get gone, and we're going to play some of your stuff so the people can hear just who's on the air. We want to know who inspired you the most to pursue reggae music or Caribbean music.
Bob Marley was my first, my biggest influence in reggae. I never knew I was going to be playing it until I got a hold of Babylon by Bus Live, a CD by Bob Marley. He recorded in London live. I heard that CD and decided this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I know how you feel about that, because, you know, I was talked into doing reggae, and I didn't even like reggae until I heard Bob Marley's album. And I got a hold of one of his old albums, the live albums, the one that had the Buffalo Soldier live on it.
Yeah.
Bumped a little hole in my wall rocking to it so hard. Yes, sir, that was it. That was the reggae. That was it. I don't know about that,
I'm
dude.
I'm telling you, man. You know how we used to have fun back in the days, Gloria? Me and you played in the same band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
we had so much fun back then.
Let me just ask you, just go and get it out the way. What was it like playing for Globy? That's what I want to know.
Hey, man, we had fun, man. We had a blast. That woman can sing, you know what I tell you? She is a singing fool. We and I sing together, our voices just match with the harmonies. And
quick writing.
Yeah.
I want to know if she threatened you like she threatened me. That's all I want to know.
Hey, she good like that. Yeah, man, she's good like that. That means she's your sister. She's
I just don't have fun now. That's how I have fun. I have to threaten somebody. I just can't let it roll like that. I mean, my hands get to sweat, you know?
Here you go. She had a little bit of violence streaking.
It's all coming from a good place, though.
I know you don't have a whole lot of time, but we want to play one of your songs. We're going to play My Prayer. Then I'm going to come back and ask you a few more questions, let you tell the listeners, you know, where they can contact you and how they can get hold of you before you get off, okay? Okay, we're going to listen to My Prayer by Bradley Brown. All right.
I do know what to do. Bow my head, talk to you well. Jah, you're my creator. You are my rock, you are my shield, you are my hope, you're my everything. Well, all my blessings come from you. So hear me, oh Jah, I pray. Please don't let me go astray from the part that you prepared for me. Here I am on my knees. You are the one that we need. Don't forsake me, no. I'm your child. Yeah. Take me from the workers of iniquity and from the hands of my enemies. Jah, you're my creator. My burdens become a heavy load. I leave it to Jah, he takes full control. Yeah. He never feel I ain't no will. So hear me, oh Jah, I pray. Please don't let me go astray from the path that you prepared for me. Yeah. Here I am on my knees. You are the one that we need. Don't forsake me, no. I'm your child. Talk to you, oh Father, you're my creator, yeah. You are my rock, you are my shield, you are my hope, you're my everything, yeah. All my blessings come from you, hey. So hear me, oh Jah, I pray, please don't let me go astray from the path that you prepared for me, yeah. Here I am on my knees. You are the one that we need. Don't forsake me, no. I'm your child, your child, your child, yeah.
He put at the end. He said,
clown, that's a clown. Man, let me ask you something now.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Now, I know you've been performing all over the states, internationally. Now, what did you find it easy for the people to accept the reggae music besides, you know, just in the Caribbean? I mean, over here. I mean, city, what state do you think it?
Well, I know I've been to Georgia, so I know they love reggae in Georgia. I know that. I've been a couple of artists I passed through Georgia, like Mikey Spice and Tinker Stewart and who else? Kashif Lindo and his sister. We passed through there, did a couple of concerts. I've been there, a couple other different artists, you know. But they love reggae, and they love it in Washington, you know. They love reggae. I think they need to let Randy Brown come out there and show them how sweet the reggae music really is.
Okay, you know,
yeah.
This is gonna be reggae. This is gonna be reggae number one. We got a reggae number two. I'm trying to get Ernie Ranklin on here. And,
yeah, man.
I was sent some. I was sent some information from him last week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
he's the man.
Thing there. Oh, that's the man.
He is the granddaddy of reggae.
Still playing? How old is he now? About 80 something?
Yeah, man.
How old is Ernie? About 80?
He's probably about 80 something, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But he's still playing, though.
Is there anyone else in your family that does play reggae besides you?
No, I had a brother who he's a stepbrother. His name is Carl Rogers. He did some stuff. He lives up in Atlanta now. But he did some stuff.
Okay. What about your son? Don't you have a son that plays reggae? Does he play reggae?
Yeah, my son plays reggae as well. But he reggae drums is what he does. I thought you mean it was vocal.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, my son,
well, Brandon, let everybody know where they can get your I'm sorry. Were you still talking? I know I'm trying to help you out. I know you're trying to get back to your show, but I want you to tell the people where they can get your CD And we're going to play one more song. Now, tell the people a little bit more about the song, this next song. I know it's not strictly
I love you a whole lot of these guys. We're supposed to start like 7 o'clock, so I'm really stretching it. So,
okay.
They can find me on iTunes.
Love the Way. Love the Way.
Love the Way. Love the Way. Well, that was a love song that came to me, like, you know, like the spirit. And I remember you sung background on it, so you know I came to you and I tell you I got this song.
I thought that was the song that I sung the background on.
That's
I couldn't remember that was. Oh, okay. Well, this became number one in Jamaica, and that was awesome right there. Just let the people know where
man.
They can purchase a CD, and we're gonna let you go get on back to your show.
Well, like, you can purchase it on iTunes, or you can go to Amazon.com. All you gotta do is go online, look for Brandy Brown, and all that stuff will pop up for you. You can also join me on Facebook, Brandy Brown Music. I'll let you know where I'm playing, and I got a regular page just Bradley Brown, and you know you could send me a message. Let me know how you love the music. How you can find the music if you don't hear this show or whatever, and I will do my best to help you.
All right, that's good. That's good. We'll do just that. We're going to play Love the Way. Thank you so much, Heavy B, for coming on our Glorious Gospel Vibes. We thank you. And we will be going out and trying to get that CD and check it out, especially for all the reggae lovers. Y'all need to go on, hang on in and get that CD. Get it, because it's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Thank you, Heavy B. We love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you, bro. God bless, man. Thank you.
All right, love. Yeah.
True Dreams Business Showcase is coming. Your chance to fund your business, dream, or invention on September 6th and 7th at Cobb Galleria in Atlanta, Georgia. Your five-minute verbal pitch, and that's it. You could share it up to $100,000 if your pitch is selected. Workshops at True Dreams Business Showcase include David and Francis Martin, CEO and President of Widget Development and Trading Company from Product to Market, R. Pamela Adams, BizLink Center, Atlanta, Georgia, linking technology to business growth, Cheryl Hubbard, owner of WowNowWhat.com, Got My Business Plan, Now What? Entertainment provided by Sheila Ray Charles, the daughter of Ray Charles, jazz violinist Daniel D., Tanya Jackson, and comedian St. Vic, with guest appearance by Pastor Brian and Dominique Scott of the reality show Sisterhood. True Dreams Business Showcase, September 6th and 7th at Cobb Galleria Center. Register now at TrueDreamsShowcase.com. That's TrueDreamsShowcase.com.
All right. Y'all need to know about True Dreams. Y'all need to go on out to the Cobb Gallery and check that out. That's going to be something. Hey, that's a business showcase. Y'all need to check that out for real, especially all of those that's in the music industry, especially independent artists. You all need to get on out there and do what you need to do to come up out here because of something else. But I would like to remind all of you listeners that this program is set to promote the independent gospel artists from all over this nation. And because it's time for a new flavor in gospel music, and there are some artists out there that really that will make some of the majors take notice, you all need to be heard. So all you independents, y'all need to send in your MP3s. Y'all can send them in to globymusic@gmail.com, or you can send them to Glorious Gospel Vibes. You just go on and go to messages and let me know what you need, what you want done, and we will get it to you because it's, if it's been made, then it will get played right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Don't forget that.
All right.
Mr. D, you're in the house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
this is what you call reggae. Reggae, reggae. We're going to have a part two of this reggae thing because I know so many independent reggae artists, and we're going to bring them up to the forefront, especially here in Georgia, because to me, Georgia don't have enough reggae. I don't hear any reggae stations. Do you? Am I missing something?
I've got a friend of mine. He has one. And that's what he does all day. All day.
Oh, really?
I'll put you on. Yep, all day. That's all he does.
Well, you need to give me that info because, I mean, it's not like when we're like you're down in Florida where you hear reggae all through the day on every station that's available. Oh, you're going to hear some reggae. It used to be, well, when I was back there, it wasn't as frequent. But now, all day,
mm-hmm.
all day. And I love it. I love it.
He does reggae, dancehall, soca, all of it.
Oh, yeah, soca. Ooh, salsa and soca. Ooh, I love both of them.
Bringing back some stuff now. Oh,
I can't move like
over.
I used to. You know, my brain tell me I can move. But I can't do it.
Yes, you might have to tell your whole life
right now. But I know God is able to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You know, I need a healing in this back right here.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Don't get
well,
out there.
Know,
don't
get we have a, I have one a song that we're going to bring up right next here, which is my song, Globy Pope. And I wrote this song because of the environment, the global warming. And
mm-hmm.
I decided to go reggae style. You know, I tried to get Bradley to help me with it, but he was up there talking about, well, what you say now I'm supposed to do? I said, okay, I ain't got all day food with you. I got to get this done.
Amen.
It's called Green Mile. Y'all check it out.
Oh, yeah. Green Mile. Thank you. see all the violence and killing every day. It's time for us to stomp on Satan's face. He's defeated, God is on the race. It's time for us to stand for our beliefs. Stand for something or fall for anything. If you know what I mean. Come on, and clap your hands for me. It's time for us to search and see God's face. Let's obey, change our wicked ways. If we do, he'll bless us like he said. Now you're ready, come on and nod your head. Don't you know he's rich with house and land? Don't you remember Jesus is the man? We'll heal the sick, get set the captives free. Are you ready? Clap your hands for me.
You're not supposed to talk about people,
minister. You're supposed to be a minister. You don't talk about people. You see, I got my throat cleared out now and everything's going to be good. I'm going to tell y'all I'm going to be on the radio more often because I see Sister Globy. They were talking about, I don't really talk about people, especially on the radio. But y'all didn't hear that from me.
She
talks kind of, you know, like from the country. That's what he was saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about it? Do you think she really talk country or what?
Being that we all from the South, we all got a little country in us.
Whereas they were saying she might not. If she on the radio, Rachel, she need to talk a little more. I'm going to stand up for Sister Globy. I'm going to stand up because she can't help it. She can't help it. She really can't help it.
So you saying we need to talk little bit more dignified? We're supposed to be a little bit more proper.
Well, that's what the people out there saying. I don't care what they say because as long as I can understand what she's saying, I understand what she's saying.
What people you listening to?
That's just how I talk. You know, that's just how I talk. Now, if anybody has a problem with it, I don't know what's going on. If they got a problem with it, I told them from the beginning when I came on the air. And it's going to be a little Ebonics going on up in here, whatever. Y'all call it Ebonics. I call it slang. It's just how I talk. Peppercorn, she's going to bring it all on the radio. Why, I don't know. Because Sister Peppercorn is going to take a break. See, she did wrong now. That's not right. You don't do that. You don't say that. This is why we have to pray and play some good songs of Lift Me, because you know what, Sister Peppercorn, whoo, Lord Jesus.
Amen, 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 amen.
We going to have to play a little something. I want to play something about a young lady that I had on the show about 2 months ago. Her name was Aaliyah. You remember Aaliyah?
I do. I remember her.
And it was called Call Me Crazy. Because somebody's going to
uh-huh.
Say, yeah. Okay. I don't even have to say no more, right?
Say no more. Say no more.
They call me crazy. Love, what I cannot see. Can't separate me from this love that I believe. I'm not crazy. Up, gave me something to believe. Now I
Aaliyah Franklin. Right now, Up In Here by Andre Bean, Pentastar. CD Baby, most of the people are logging on there and getting these CDs, downloading them. I'm telling you, I'm grateful for this radio program because I'm getting good reports saying that we are really helping them get their music out, and that's just great. I'm looking at the statistics on the radio program. They are very high. Oh, I don't even want to go there. It's just wonderful. God is truly doing a new thing, and I appreciate everything that he is doing for me and the radio station. And I thank God for Minister D for coming on the air with me and clowning like we do. It's just fun. It's just fun being funny. So you all just continue to tune in. I thank all the listeners, all the people that call in and ask about different things all through the week, and they archive the show. I am very, very, very grateful. And this is only part one of the reggae session. We haven't really got into the reggae, but we're trying to get some of the reggae stars on next week, and hopefully that would be a goal. And thank you all for tuning in, Minister D. We're going to tune out of here, and we're going to run it.
God bless everybody. On glorious gospel vibes. Peace.
Peace.